Listening on WABC, we've got Russell up in Connecticut talking about metal roofs. How can we help?
I got a friend that was building a house in Florida several years ago. They was going to go with a metal roof instead of shingles, and their insurance like was 300% higher. Do you know why the insurance would be up so much higher for metal roof instead of shingles?
I have absolutely no idea, because that's counterintuitive. A metal roof is going to be far, far, far more durable than a shingle roof, which can be easily stripped right off. I mean, those shingles will fly off roofs in Florida, just like dominoes that get knocked over that are in a line. A metal roof is going to be a much more durable option, and so I can't imagine why the insurance would have been higher for that. I mean, of course, it's a more expensive roof to replace, so maybe the place appraised a little bit higher, but really I can't think of why you would want to pay more insurance, because their risk is lower, frankly.
Yeah, I thought so. It was going from like $700 a year to $2,100 a year.
Ooh.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You know, metal roofs are really high-tech right now, too. The finishes are gorgeous.
And they are good-looking.
And in fact, the finishes are designed to even reflect the sun's energy, which is perfect for an area like Florida. They're pretty high-tech finishes today. So,
and because they're so lightweight, depending on what the original existing roof tile shingle is, you might be able to go right on top of it.
How about up around Ohio? Would that be a good area for that type of roof, too?
They're good no matter where you are in the country.
Okay.
And it's an investment roof. I mean, it's going to last an entire lifetime.
It's going to last 50 years or more, not nearly as short of a lifespan as, say, a dimensional asphalt shingle.
Okay. Well, I sure do appreciate it.
All right, Russell, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. What's your home improvement question?